Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Mr. Bob Pompiani, brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day. All I care about in the world of sports today is whether my daughter is playing in her softball game tonight, Ron. What do you think of the chances they get the field cleaned up before then? Yes?
They can do amazing things with the field, but, man, there's a ton of rain this over the – it's just unbelievable. Yesterday may have been one of the worst days of all time.
One of the worst May days
of all
history.
Time. Yeah,
yes.
It rained and was dark and was cold all day long. I thought about you yesterday because I know you figured you were going to have some tournament.
We had a chance to win a championship against a team from my hometown, Amherst, New York. That's the little town I grew up in.
So now is that canceled or is that just postponed?
It's canceled. I want to take them on Thursday, anywhere, anytime. We'll play them in Erie, halfway.
There you go. There
Bob, you
go.
You think we'll play tonight?
Well, yeah. You know, it was 1.17 inches of rain. You could absorb that. It might be a little sticky, a little muddy here and there. But, yeah, why not?
Out in Munhall. Let's get it together out in Munhall. Let's get that field ready. Bob, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Joe? Ron, nice to be with you on what is a nice sunny day for a change.
I'm well. Ron, yourself?
Hanging in.
So we have a lot to talk about. I want to start out with a hypothetical. Well, first, I mean, obviously, Ron, we're going to talk about Rory McIlroy winning the Wells Fargo.
Oh, I figure we got
of course. He's now gone full circle. I love it.
At least an hour today to the golf topic, right?
I thought
he played
that.
I can check out for a while you guys talk about your golf game.
He took the drop instead of trying to take that difficult shot. Did you see that, Bob? I think that was on, what, the 17th or 18th? I was completely into it.
18th hole.
Yep.
And back in 2012, when he first won at Wells Fargo, he made a 50-foot birdie putt to win it on the 18th. And on this day, he almost drove it in the creek, took a shot. A lot of people wouldn't have done that because he could have played it. He took the shot, made a nice shot in, and made bogey to win. Very smart play by Rory McIlroy.
A lot of people wouldn't have done that, Ron. Instead of taking the tough shot out of the rough, he decided to take a penalty and went for the green.
Man, I'm happy for him.
Bob, I have a hypothetical golf story for you and Ron, and perhaps a story of social etiquette, completely hypothetical. You ready for this, Ron?
Sure.
Let's say there were two friends, right? One played golf a lot, the other never played, and the other asked the first to borrow a set of clubs to go out and play. While playing, he may or may not have lost the leather cover for the driver of the first player.
No!
It's just a hypothetical, Bob.
No! You didn't lose that, did you?
I said the story is completely hypothetical. What should happen in that situation?
Oh, I am sure you're asking for a friend. It's you. You lost my head cover.
Ron?
Well, I guess
what would
that's
you do
even
in this situation?
Because you didn't put a putter in your bag when you got to the hole.
That's
right.
One thing out, one thing in, Bob.
I did that as a favor for you, Joe. I didn't think you'd be, you know, you'd probably pick up every hole before you got to the green. No need for the putter because you hadn't played in a while. So I did you a service by making it less weighty on your shoulders.
If it happened, I don't think there's any need to worry because I think the cover will be found on the course by the people at Montour before it rained. And I'm sure it's in the, what do they call it? Bob, the clubhouse, the what is it? Where do they
lost and found?
Lost and found, sure. So if
are you
going to
make sure of that hypothetically in case it was lost?
Me, I'm not even involved in this story, but I would hope that the person involved, yes, would make sure that the cover, what is it, the head cover, would be found. Absolutely.
I can't believe you lost my head cover.
I didn't. All right, Ron, let's get to the Penguins. Let's get to the Penguins and their first-round opponent and how their regular season ended. And what a season it was. First of all, let's start there. Let's start with if, I don't know, I had the Penguins as a playoff team at the beginning of the year. But if you'd told me what happened, then I would have said no way. I would have said no way are they getting in the playoffs if they lose Geno for nearly half the season. Dumoulin, Tanev, Zucker, their goalies stink for a month. Their defense is decimated 9 games in. Ron, I would have said no at that point.
Well, I didn't have them in it to start even before I knew what was going to happen. And then you lay out what did happen, of course. It's just a remarkable regular season. And now we know they're going to be judged by the postseason. I mean, that's the way it is. But even if they get swept in the first round, it doesn't mean that this regular season wasn't a lot of fun. They were fun to watch. And they accomplished a lot. And against a great odds, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to applaud them for it. Again, you know, they go out in the first round. It's going to be remembered as a disappointing overall season. But, Bob, I thought it was just we saw some remarkable stuff, some remarkable performances, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of and watch.
No, there's no question. I think it all comes down to the people in charge. I think Mike Sullivan did a heck of a job, you know, grinding into these guys' heads the need to play a 200-foot game and what it took systematically to do that, because at the beginning of the season, they didn't look like they had much structure at all. They were getting, outplayed. The goaltending was bad. People were talking about bringing in a veteran goaltender. They settled that down. I give Sullivan a lot of credit for that. And I also, you know, would be remiss if we didn't talk about Jim Rutherford and still what he did in this offseason to make this team what it is. And there were some moves that a lot of people didn't like, but they have turned out to be very good moves. And I think he still has his hands all over this. And you can also credit Ron Hextall, too, guys, because he saw the need not to change. A lot of GMs in their first opportunity at a trade deadline might have come in and said, you know what, I'm going to make my mark. He did make one move, and it's a good move with Jeff Carter, and it didn't cost much. But what he didn't do was upset what was a team that was working systematically together.
Rutherford's an interesting case, isn't he? I heard Craig Riley talking about this yesterday after I did a show from 9 to 12. If they went on to win the cup, should Rutherford get his name on the cup? Should he get a Stanley Cup ring? Ron?
I would say yes. I don't know what their rules are, the league, whether they put his name on the cup. But if I'm Lemieux and Burkle, I'm absolutely giving him a ring. I mean, he built this team. When I had Burkle on a couple weeks ago, he goes, you know, I congratulated him on a great season. He goes, I had nothing to do with it. He said, this is all Jimmy Rutherford. So I would absolutely.
Ryan Burke said that.
Yeah. He goes, I didn't. He said, literally, I did nothing. He said, Jimmy Rutherford built this team. Yep. And absolutely, I would give him a ring. Now, I don't know what the rules are as far as his name on the cup being. I mean, not that it isn't on there already 3 times, but I would give him a ring, Bob.
Yeah, I think absolutely Mario and Burkle will do that. They're very good about that kind of stuff. They recognized his role in this team. The rules, I think, believe or state that you cannot have more than one GM on it just because of space. So that won't happen. But a ring, absolutely. I think they still have very good relationships going over there, Jim and Mario. And I think that will be any. I think Mario knows, you know, the impact that he had on this, no doubt.
I go back and forth on that one. Honestly, I know last week when we brought it up, it was my inclination to agree with that, but he did quit 10 games into this season. And who knows what he might have done, positive or negative, the rest of the season, right? I mean, for everything he did, and he was great. And by the way, I think he could also be legitimately the GM of the year in the NHL. I do. But I wonder what he would have done this season, Bob. I wonder if he would have done too much. I mean, he had that itchy trigger finger going on. Would he have sort of just stayed back and let the roster be? And could he have gotten Jeff Carter out of L.A. like Hextall did? I wonder how this would have turned out if he was around. And the fact that he walked out on the team. I don't know about that. I would have to say I'm wavering and leaning toward no for the Stanley Cup ring. And I fully acknowledge that this guy could actually be GM of the year for the team that he built.
Well, again, this is going to be a personal decision between the management and Jim. And I think they still have a very good relationship. So I think if that's the case, rings are rings. They could buy them. They could do a lot of things. I don't think they're going to worry about that. But I think it's an interesting point you bring up that he could if he were still here, would the scenario have turned out the same way? Would he have just, you know, added on a name like Jeff Carter? Not necessarily Jeff Carter, because Hextall had that relationship. It may have been somebody else. Or he might have gone in the way he's been known to do, Ron, and, you know, made a massive trade that could have disrupted everything. They were playing well at the time. I think he would have respected that. I don't think he would have gone in that deep, but I do think he would have made more than one move.
Well, we'll never know, will we? We will never know. I didn't even look at it from that standpoint, but I think Joe brings up a good point. He did quit on the team, too, 11 games into a pandemic, and, that wasn't the best way for him to go out. But overall, I'm still getting him a ring, Joe.
What effect do you guys think that had on this season, if any? The fact that he walked out, did it change something that we can't really quantify here? Did it actually help in the end? Did it matter in the end?
I don't know. I would think nothing. I don't think it had any impact at all. I think players play, coaches coach, managers manage. I think it's much more impactful if a coach is replaced during the season than the general manager is, Bob. I would say little to no impact as far as the team goes on the ice.
I agree with that, Ron. I think the impact comes from coaching. When you get style changes, things with coaches are more impactful on a team than a GM who already did his work. And I don't think there was any need at the time for Rutherford to do anything more than, you know, address an injury, whatever the case may be. He had put his stamp on this in the offseason with some of the moves he's made. So I don't think it had any impact whatsoever.
And yet we all said at the time, these guys are auditioning for this new management
True.
Team. So I wonder about it. I wonder. Some have suggested that Letang reined in his game a little bit because he knows he might not be here for long, that now it gets real with this new management team not being attached to these players at all, that maybe some guys change their styles a little bit. Maybe some guys did certain things to ensure they'll stick around. I don't know.
Well,
I think
Starkey, you're being way more reasonable than you usually are this morning. You're making excellent points. I've come not to expect those from you. Both these points have been excellent.
Bob, should I thank him for that or feel insulted for that?
I think you should tell me where my head cover is. That's what I think you should do.
You know what? If it happens that it is lost, we're going to blame Mark Ray because he drove the cart a little fast, and I think it flew off the back. Can we blame him, the guy on the FaceTime that you saw?
No. There needs to be an awareness by the golfer. You're supposed to be very much aware of what's in your bag, what's out of your bag, where you leave
it. Well, it was in the bag the last I saw, and then
off. This whole hypothetical situation, though, is if somebody hypothetically lends you something, the hypothetical person in receipt of this stuff has an obligation to take care of it and give it back in the same hypothetical manner,
Ron,
that he received it.
Not necessarily, Ron. Not necessarily.
Not to mention, in this hypothetical situation, the man who was delivering the clubs delivered the clubs to your house, had an opportunity to hang out with your wife, which was a great blessing for me. And, you weren't even there. So this hypothetical situation was very real for me.
Hypothetically, what may or may not have happened, whatever the case may be, what if this person also was golfing this Thursday and wanted to use the same clubs?
Well, hypothetically, that person would ask for a putter, which right now is not in the bag, and hypothetically, the answer would be a resounding no.
Hypothetically, I think the person would be okay with that because he borrowed or could borrow a putter from the club again. No pun intended.
Hypothetically, you're right.
Hypothetically, could someone borrow those clubs again on Thursday to golf with?
Hypothetically, you haven't returned them. So, yes, you can still keep them. I would expect them to come back. But, no, this is a service that I'm trying to offer up to you, Joe. I'm trying to make you aware of why golf's a great sport. Next is Ron. I have another set of clubs for Ron, and he will take them. And it does have a putter in there for him.
You know, the only question going into the playoffs is how Jari is going to play, I think. A, is he healthy? And B, how is he going to play?
Don't know that.
And Malkin.
Another hypothetical.
And Malkin has to play better than he has played in these four games.
Ron obviously wants no part of our hypothetical golf conversation, Bob. Have you caught on to that?
No, that's not hypothetical. That's reality.
Let's talk about questions about heading into the playoffs. Let's talk about the regular season, sort of wrap it up. Because here's a point I wanted to make, too, is that kind of off what Ron said, yes, this team absolutely should be judged solely on what it does in the playoffs. But in the end, don't we all want sports to sort of fill our days and nights for a whole season and enjoy them? Like through the Penguins, through these last, whatever it's been, 15 years, through all these long Pittsburgh winters, we get to see unbelievably entertaining hockey almost all the time. And this season, so in many ways, that's what we like about sports, right?
I couldn't agree more. And again, you know, they lose in the first round. People are going to say it's a disappointing year, and I get that. But that doesn't mean the regular season wasn't terrific.
No.
And it was. And very entertaining, just like you said, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's why, you know, and we talk about the Steelers and the failures in the postseason of late. Yeah, I get all that. Same with the Penguins the last 2 years. But, you know, we get a chance to watch. It takes your minds away from some of the stuff that you have to deal with on a regular basis. I think it's phenomenal. And if you had a team that was not involved, it's difficult to follow and watch. You're not interested. You're not as engaged as you would be if they were involved, which is what those two teams have done.
412-928-9370. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line at that same number, 928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Excuse me. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Let's just do a quick little season in review coming up next. Maybe look at an MVP, an LVP for the Penguins, and big surprise, disappointment, best moment, worst moment of the year, things like that. Because it deserves for at least a day. I mean, they're off for a couple days here. It's a regular season that deserves to be commemorated. And this can also, and is also true, this team should be judged solely by what it does in the playoffs. That's ahead next on Cook and Joe and, hypothetically, Bob Pompeiani.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.